This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for this Thursday. Well, just a quick recap of what took place yesterday. The markets extended gains to 4 days consecutively, with the Sensex topping 40,000. Both the Nifty and the Sensex are now just a mere 260 points away from their intraday highs. In terms of fund flows, the FIIs net bought over 7,000 odd crores, but that was because there was an HDFC life insurance deal which took place yesterday, and the DIIs net sold around 185.87 crores. In terms of stocks which are at 52-week highs, a lot of momentum in stocks such as ICICI Bank, HUL, Reliance Industries, SBI Life and Jubilant Foodworks. But in terms of the big cues to watch out for, it is October expiry. But before we start discussing that, it is also the Fed decision which came out overnight. The Fed cut rates for the third time this year but has signaled a pause in terms of its commentary. We had the US markets which ended higher. The S&P was at a record high. We have Asian markets which are mostly in the green, and we have the SGX indicating a positive start this morning. Also, in terms of the October expiry, the Nifty has gained over 2% this series, while the Nifty Bank has been flat. But if you compare us versus our global peers this month, India has done well. MSCI India Index is up around 3.5% and Asia ex Japan is up around 2%. In terms of earnings today, watch out for IOC. A lot of the smaller financials will be coming out, so Dhanlakshmi Bank, Syndicate Bank, Laurus Labs from the pharmaceutical space. And in terms of big earnings tomorrow, watch out for Yes Bank and Dr. Reddy's. In terms of stocks and news, I'll start with a couple of result reactions. So Concor, where the adjusted revenue was up around 1%. We have Tata Global Beverages, where the net profit was up around 14% and revenue up around 4%. JK Tyre, where the net profit zoomed to 170 crores versus 52 crores. RPG Life, where the net profit zoomed to 9.8 versus 2.2 crores. Ramco Systems, profit up 89.7%. Sonata Software, where the revenue was down around 19%, but the profit was up around 7.8%. Balaji Amines, where the net profit was down 7.4%. Wellspun Enterprises, net profit down 53%. Quest Corp, net profit down 44%. Were a couple of result reactions. In terms of other stocks in focus, Bharti Airtel, Fitch has placed it on ratings watch negative on the Supreme Court ruling. Vodafone Idea, where CARE has revised the long-term ratings on NCD to CARE A- from CARE A. Outlook Credit Watch with negative implications. RelGeo has also written to the COAI. They disagree with the tone and tenor of letter sent to the DOT. So developments on that front will be watched closely. TVS Motors has partnered with a company in El Salvador to open outlets. Intellect Design, multi-million deal from the Commonwealth Trade Bank, UK, to power its digital transformation. So these are a couple of stocks to watch out for and cues to watch out for in trade today. Do have a good trading session. This market podcast is brought to you in association with Asia's oldest stock exchange, the Bombay Stock Exchange.